Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Still trying to keep you connected to Texans training camp right now out there in West Virginia, where apparently Davis Mills had a big connection with Jaden Higgins, who is running with the twos at this moment. I'm not going to make a big deal of that, but that did catch my eye. But what,
quarterback controversy?
What are you doing right now? But hey, big play down the right sideline sounds like the type of thing that Jaden Higgins is here to add. So good to see that that's happening. We'll check in with Sean, maybe Seth later on in the show, see what they thought of that and more. But right now, let's talk about the Houston Astros. Your Astros managing to break a little bit of a losing spell that they got themselves on, and gets a victory in Miami versus Sandy Alcantara, a dude who very well could have been on this side. Mm-hmm. To be fair, it kind of looks like he's been broken since he had to come back from injury. That's neither here nor there. But maybe more importantly, actually, I'll ask you, do you view this as more important, seeing the injury update that we got from the Astros, or just getting a victory, especially building a fourth inning like they did yesterday?
Injury update all day, every day right now, especially with, not really bringing in a pitcher, and you've got all these guys that are officially official in rehab, actual games. And so, you were talking about, I may be buying the latest injury report.
Yeah, it sounds like it from what we've had opportunity to discuss.
I may, and I also may not.
Okay, all right. So, and speaking of, like you mentioned, not getting an arm, apparently Dana Brown, again, on the broadcast for Space City Home Network yesterday as well, out mm-hmm. there in Miami. And that's one of the things he highlighted. He was like, yo, there's a number of guys that should be returning. Mm-hmm. And we could talk about some of these updates, including Spencer Arrighetti, who threw 4 2/3 on Thursday. We now know he's scheduled to throw Wednesday. Yeah. He's scheduled to throw tomorrow in Miami for the Astros. So there you go. That's a guy that we are looking at as a potential guy to slide in as your third starter. He'll be back in action, and we'll get to see, how far along he is right now before, the next, 50 games of mm-hmm. baseball that you have headed into the postseason. So you have that. On his tails are supposed to be Christian Javier, who threw 3 1/3 in Sugarland on Wednesday. So he has another rehab assignment, but mm-hmm. I imagine that one more, and then we'll probably see him next week. And then the likes of J.P. France and Luis Garcia both threw in the two innings range,
I think, yeah.
2 2/3 for France and Garcia, respectively. They still have rehab work in Sugarland as well, but those guys maybe in the next couple weeks seemingly will be in the same space. So that's, four pitchers that should have an opportunity to return, in addition to Dubin, who's thrown mm-hmm. out of obviously a reliever. How do you view this, this update that we have with these pitchers seemingly well on the heels of returning for your Astros?
Well, there's part of me that wants to buy it and can buy it, part of me that doesn't, and part of me that's just kind of curious. Let's go through this, because you mentioned the pitchers. So Arrighetti, he's a big leaguer again. He's back with the big squad. The other three, actual assignments, actual performances and innings in minor league games in Sugarland too, which is nearby and obviously a little higher level. But then there's some other updates. Yordan Alvarez, Jake Myers, and Zach DiCenzo, they're all in that, quote, continuing hitting progression mode. Nobody has any idea that means.
That's not fair for Jake Myers. He's progressed to flat ground running.
Oh, well, he's got flat ground running to it as well. But when they say that, we've heard that before. He's in his hitting progression. What does that mean?
He is progressing towards hitting? I don't know. Why are you looking at me like I work for the Astros?
So, yeah, I'm optimistic about the pitchers. I think we're going to see him. I've mentioned it multiple times. I just want a third of these guys to hit or thereabouts. One or two to hit, to be productive, to get going up here. But then you have Alvarez, Myers, and DiCenzo. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And as much as Yordan is the big one for me trying to get him back, seeing yesterday's game and seeing the way that the Astros built that fourth inning where you go double. In fact, I sent this to Luke because yesterday, obviously, me and Luke were talking about this team. And then we were very excited to see that fourth inning. Double, RBI double, bunt single, mm-hmm. and then steal from first to second. Then you have, I believe, an RBI single, an RBI fielder's choice, and then another single and a double for the Astros. Like, that is the type of inning that's capable, and that's one mm-hmm. of the beauties of having, one, the bats that you brought in, including Jesus Sanchez, who, he might have been the player of the game yesterday for the Astros. But it seems like they have enough guys that now, maybe if one guy isn't going, you can hand off the lineup. Like, we can have a relay race of sorts at the plate where, you know, guys can get a single or a double or, you know, get these extra base hits at times. It seemed like they did in that. But, like, it doesn't have to be one guy creating in the ways that it feels like it had been at certain points early on in the season. And it feels a little bit more like what you'd started getting towards in the middle of the season when you started hitting a groove where you have a number of guys because you brought in the bats that you have. So I actually feel a little bit okay. I know Jake Myers.
With what they have
and what hopefully they could possibly get in returning, maybe possibly in the future.
Yeah.
Jordan is the biggest one that's necessary because of the big bat and the fear that he strikes in others. But I think seeing the injury report and seeing that you have pitchers on the way that at least can get out here and throw some innings, and hopefully you can find a guy that is solid enough to give you 1-2-3 when you head to the postseason. I think that's the big thing for me that gives me a little bit of solace right now.
No, I agree, and you know, I always call it keeping the conga line going. You don't need to be, you know, home runs and all that stuff. Just a conga line, just a little bit, 1-2-3 around the bases, et cetera. But then there's this, and this is the one that just, I don't know what it made me feel, but curious. So you saw the update on Lance McCullers Jr. Today marks, he was on the 15-day DL as of July 20th.
Sir, it is 20 to 25. That is the IL.
Oh, the IL.
Thank you.
He's on the IL. Today is day 16 of the 15-day IL. So he's clearly going to go past it. And you're hearing maybe a week or two for him to get back. Do we remember why he went on the IL?
Blister.
That is one hell of a blister, man. It's going to be a 25-day blister.
I forgot he went on the IL for that.
Yeah.
A blister.
Correct.
25 days probably or more. Was it a blister?
I mean, I still think it's a blister.
I would say it was more than that freak accident that happened that one time.
Yeah, he was also on the IL because he had a freak weightlifting accident.
So here's the issue, though, with the idea of the...
So
the,
what do we believe?
He threw four innings with that blister, apparently, according to the injury report on Wednesday. So, like, it's not that he can't throw it. He's not throwing it with comfort, and he's not throwing with the level of success that you hope. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're right. Maybe it's not a blister. Maybe he need to get his head
broken
right.
Hand.
Maybe he need to get, no. Because, again, you're not throwing four innings with a broken
finger.
I think it might be a broken mentality. Like, he might need to get himself mentally to a place. Because, again, we know with him, he's not throwing gas. Like, he needs to be a pitcher in the truest sense of the word. And so we saw that kind of wane. Yeah. I see you rotating your arms.
What?
I get it. You think it might be a shoulder issue. I don't think, again,
I just
that he's
something.
Throwing as much as he does if it is a shoulder injury.
I just got a little something right here.
If I'm inclined to think that it is not actually a blister, I think it's mental. I think it's getting him back mentally to the place where he is, you know, he is attacking guys in the way that he needs to, because that is clearly something that waned this season with when he has been healthy.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing that I find interesting? Because today we got an opener.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is, and we were looking at, you know, kind of the player usage when it comes to the pitchers in the pen. Maybe it's Contreras. Maybe it's Okert. I think that could possibly be openers. Regardless, it's a bullpen day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you have a Spencer Arrighetti start, which I'm happy to see him back. However, how many did he throw? Like, what was his last outing?
Four
and two-thirds? Yeah. Are we certain he gives you five or six?
No.
So that, like, your bullpen might be working over the next 2 days in a very, very substantial way.
It might be. And I was going to make this a confession, but I know you guys talked about it yesterday. Where do you guys stand with the Isak Paredes choosing to rehab instead of surgery? Because I have a very strong opinion.
No, we got that after the show. We hadn't had an opportunity to talk about that. So, yeah.
You feel like he don't trust him?
I feel it was a huge mistake.
On Isak?
On Isak's part. Because he, by all accounts, by what we know and what he had a first opinion, he had a second opinion. Clearly, the second opinion didn't waver very much from the first opinion. The first opinion was surgery, right? Second opinion wasn't just rehab. He chose to rehab instead of surgery. That's not hard to add 2 + 2 there, right? I don't expect to see him. It's a torn hamstring, in my opinion.
And you know what? You know? That might.
Why? Just have the surgery, because here's the last thing.
Go ahead. No, you got it.
Because if he doesn't have surgery now and he rehabs and it doesn't get better or, heaven forbid, worse, then he's going to have surgery in the off season. And that pushes you back into training camp and spring training.
Well, this is the thing. I do wonder. Did Dana and the Astros already have some level of feeling that Isak was not was maybe going to make a decision like that? And does that contribute to why you get Correa? Because, again, we haven't talked a lot about it, but we've mentioned it a number of times, the idea that, hey, you have Correa not just for this season, but for two more seasons after, and there's not a clear place that he would play.
Yeah.
Is there some level of hedging of or like protecting or insurance in the idea that, hey, not only is Correa coming in and he's a clutch hitter, which we saw yesterday and is exciting for when you get to the postseason. I keep saying it as if it's a given, even though you don't have a major lead in the ALS. Yeah. But I think, you know, we speak things into existence that we want to be there. But like Correa can give you that clutch hitting and everything. But also, is that we're not certain, especially with the way that Isak might want to play this injury, that he's going to be available next year, and maybe Correa just keeps playing third.
Yeah, because it was so frustrating to me. I was like, I get it. Kudos to you for wanting to gut it out, rehab, and play this year. Congratulations and kudos. But that is a huge disappointment to me, because if you don't get surgery now and you aggravate that thing, you're going to have surgery in freaking, you know, November.
Yeah,
and you know,
and it's probably going to get aggregated again.
Yeah,
aggravated again.
Yeah,
we'll see what that looks like. Again, opener today, 5:40, first pitch for your Astros there in Miami. And we'll talk a little bit more about the game itself, because I was over the moon watching that fourth inning. I got to tell you, and then they went and added more runs to make me happy. It was I was positively post-coital by the time the game was over, just watching that Astros game.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all do. Don't we all like being a little post-coital?
We all like
that. We like that feeling. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 6. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that word that many times before 11 a.m. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day here, ladies and gentlemen. What's something that you would that you do to give yourself a confidence boost? Because I do wonder if the Texans, especially their offense, have something like that. 713-572-4610. What's something you do to give yourself a confidence boost? Let's talk about it next.